It is time for our Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one stop to go to. Find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our tri-state region. And once again, we say hello to Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
And it's lovely to be back, Marshall. It's looking a bit late in August, I'm afraid, and summer is getting, it's a bit cooler in the evenings one way and another where I am. But there's still a lot going on. And in fact, actually, I know there's a lot going on into the fall as well. But let's get on with this week in the meantime.
We will start off 5 to 8 p.m. It's Rural Intelligence at NumKeg Night on the 30th.
Yes, we normally go by date order, but this event is right at the top of my list as well, because in Stockbridge on Thursday, August the 30th, Rural Intelligence is celebrating with an event called Rural Intelligence at NumKeg at Night. So we've been talking about it for quite a while, and now we're finally hosting our first Rural Intelligence supporter event for readers who stepped up to answer our call for support earlier this year. So we want to thank everyone, our readers, for their support. We want to acknowledge the fact that this is, we've now been in our first 10 years of publishing. And also we wanted to celebrate our new website design. So a lot to talk about, a lot to celebrate. Oh. And actually, you know, it's sorry to interrupt you, but it's nice actually to be celebrating our readers and ourselves as well, instead of just talking about other people's events.
Yeah, it is always nice when that happens, and there's nothing wrong with a little patting on your successful bat.
Thank you very much.
We will move on.
I was going to say that, you know, if you do try and get to NumKeg and support us, they're going to have a big concert. There's a cash bar as well. Bring your lawn chair or blanket. There will be seats available, but it's, you know, it's always fun to bring your own lawn chair. There's going to be music from Bill and the Bells. The lovely thing about this is that NumKeg faces west, and it's an amazing place to watch the sunset from. You can go up there. So do come along and join us. If you're a paid-up supporter of Rural Intelligence, then entrance is free. And of course, if you want to bring some friends as well, we'd love it if they signed up to become a supporter of Rural Intelligence. But if they can't, they can just pay a normal entrance fee. Please do get in touch and let us know you're coming, so we have an idea on numbers. But if you can't, we'd love to see you anyway. So as you say, it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening on Thursday, August the 30th, and runs till about 8 o'clock at night.
All right, now we'll slide back to the 29th in Copaic, New York, and it's a Winds in the Wilderness concert.
Yeah, on Wednesday, this church of St. John in the Wilderness has these lovely, lovely concerts. As you say, it's in Copaic. And I'll give you the address, because it's 261 Route 344 in Copaic Falls. I love that. Anyway, Winds in the Wilderness concerts are really super. Sharon Powers will be on flute, Judith Danska on oboe. They've got Ronald Gorovic on violin and viola, and John Myers will be on guitar, and Peter Togia will be on bass, and they will be performing music by J.C. Bach, J.S. Bach, Satie, Powers, Mingus, Myers, Abreu, all sorts of, it's a very mixed and just lovely concert. It's at 5:30 Wednesday, August the 29th.
All right, we will move to the 30th once again.
Don't forget the Rural Intelligence at NumKeg at Night event on the 30th. But anyway.
Let's see. What was that again, Mark? Oh, well, we'll go to Great Barrington also at 7 o'clock. And Simon's Rock has a lecture going on.
Yeah, this looks lovely. If you're not up to come to a music concert, you might want to go to this, because Greg Pardello is going to be discussing his memoir, which is called Air Traffic, at the Daniel Art Center in Simon's Rock on Thursday the 30th. He's a Pulitzer Prize winning poet, and his book, which is actually the full title, is Air Traffic, A Memoir of Ambition and Manhood in America. It's all about how he grew up in a family that was really torn apart when his father lost his job as an air traffic controller during the 1981 air traffic controller strike. For those who remember it, it was one of the sort of events that really redefined labor relations in America. And I think he's made it into a book. He will be talking about it at 7 o'clock on Thursday, August the 30th, there at Simon's Rock.
We will sled on over to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and that is. Am I right here? Hang on a second here. Whoa. Yes, I am right. So hang on a second. I got to get 5:32 so I can edit that out. On August 31st, we will go to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the outlets at Pine Cone Hill.
Yep, a couple of big sales coming up over the Labor Day weekend. Let's start off, as you say, in Pittsfield at Pine Cone Hill. They're having one of their famous Labor Day rug sales. So it's just another opportunity. It's just a wonderful opportunity to take another 25% off that Dash and Albert area rug that you want. And by the way, all of these rugs have been marked down already, so it's really a tremendous bargain there. So, and we'll there'll be a couple of other sales coming up, so we mention them in a minute.
We'll move on to Spencertown, the Spencertown Academy Festival of Books.
Yes, it starts on Friday, August the 31st, and it runs through Sunday, September the 3rd in Spencertown. And Spencertown Academy this will be the 13th annual Festival of Books in Spencertown. We've talked about them in previous years. As usual, it's a gigantic book sale. They have over 10,000 used books. And by the way, when I say used books, they really are in very, very good condition, most of them. They've only just, I guess, been gently used. So they're all for sale. But then just as important and fun over the next two or three days will be the discussions with and readings by authors. They bring in a lot of authors. Also, by the way, they have a big children's program. They have a cookbook cafe, which will be serving snacks and home-baked goodies. And they actually specialize in sort of vegetarian chili as well, if you have a chance. This year, the authors include Sandy Allen, Jamie Cat Callan, Linda Dahl, Carol Durrant, lots of other people as well. You'll need to check out the schedule for all of the relevant times for everyone when they'll be talking. And by the way, for those people who want to get in early on the action and see the best selection of books and before everyone else has, there's a members preview from 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock on Friday evening. And there'll be wine and cheese available in from 6 o'clock as well. So you have to sign up for that and become a member. But it really, if you're a book lover, that may well be worth it. So it runs the whole weekend. Friday, as I say, runs through Sunday, September the 3rd.
We'll keep it up with books on the 31st, the Cornwall Library Gallery Labor Day Weekend Art Sale.
Yep, this is the Library Art Sale, and Cornwall Library do this traditional Labor Day Weekend Art Sale. This year they're going to be more than 80 paintings, photographs, posters, prints from the personal collections of the donors. And they're all for sale to support the Cornwall Library. They're pretty reasonably priced in most cases, so there's some real values there. On Friday, it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, and you can get a sneak preview at the reception. But then on September the 1st and 2nd, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's a great way of supporting the Cornwall Library as well.
On the 31st in Kent, we'll head there to see the Sherman Chamber Ensemble.
Yeah, St. Andrew's Church is the location for this lovely concert called Ode to Bernstein with a Dvorak Nightcap. And the Sherman Chamber Ensemble, under the direction of Elliot Balin, is going to be presenting the final concert of the Summer Masterpiece Series. And as they said, it's going to be featuring works by Leonard Bernstein to celebrate his 100th birthday. But there also will be works from Aaron Copland and Dvorak. It all starts at 8 o'clock on Friday, August the 31st, down there in Kent at St. Andrew's Church.
September 1st, we go to Pine Plains for Hammertown's Labor Day Weekend Debt Sale.
Yeah, well, I mentioned all these sales because people do really love them and they take advantage of them. And so if you're in the Pine Plains area, both Saturday, Sunday, and through Monday, September the 3rd, Hammertown's having their Labor Day weekend tent sale. Yes, there are some really massive savings on home furnishings, textiles, kitchenware, even antiques and more at our favorite Hammertown. So yes, do go there.
All right, we will move on now to September 1st in Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hyde Park, Tivoli, Art Studio Views.
Yes, so let's go through this step by step. So this is a weekend-long event, so it will be on Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd. And it's an Art Studio Viewers tour, and you will be given an opportunity. It's a free self-guided tour, by the way, to celebrate the work of about 30 or so artists in Hyde Park, Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Tivoli, and Germantown. And they open their studios to the public. They want to share their creative environments. And really, that helps people understand what inspires them and drives them. We've written some of this up a bit in Rural Intelligence this week in our lead story. And it is an amazing lead story. It's called Susan Kotulak's Okie Dokie Anagramma, The Mount Everest of Pottery Firing. And I'll explain this because it's an amazing story. Apparently, Susan has built a massive traditional Japanese anagramma kiln in her backyard of her Claremont estate. Now, it really is amazing because once the temperature in the kiln rises to about 2,300 degrees, they fire approximately 400 pieces of pottery in this kiln. The firing lasts for about 5.5 days, and during those 5.5 days, wood has to be added to the fire every 10 minutes. So they have a whole team of people literally feeding this fire every 10 minutes. And after it's all done and the pottery has been fired, it takes a week to cool down. So she is going to be selling some of her pottery. She's just had this massive firing. She's going to be selling some of it, and you can see the rest of this pottery that has been fired on this artist tour, as I say, September the 1st and 2nd. You'll have to go to their website to check out all the locations and whatever it is. You can do that via Rural Intelligence. You can either read, you can read the story and it will give you some background. And there's a link there at the end of the story to go to all the Art Studio Viewers Views tour details. So it is an amazing story. And I think it will be fascinating just to see this enormous kiln, which you can do in Susan's backyard.
September 1st in Livingston, New York, there is a Columbia Green Garden Party.
Yeah, the Alliance for Positive Health has its signature fundraiser on Saturday the 1st. It's all taking place in the home of James LaForce and Stephen Henderson in Livingston, New York. We'll have wonderful gourmet food from Simon's Catering, and also the Chatham Wine and Liquor has stepped up along with Harvest Spirits, and they're going to be serving all sorts of drinks as well. And there'll be live entertainment from Kelly Mittleman and a silent auction. The Alliance for Positive Health really does some great work, so it is worthwhile supporting. The garden party starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, runs till about 6 o'clock in the evening. And again, you'll have to click through to the Columbia Green Garden Party for all the details how to get there.
We will move on to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the Shaker Barn Music Series.
Yeah, September the 1st is really busy. That Saturday is really busy. And in the Shaker Barn Music this week is hosting Wayne the Train Hancock. Hancock Shaker Village has really put together a wonderful season. And apparently Wayne the Train Hancock is the reigning king of Duke Joint Swing. And this concert is going to be paying tribute to classic country whilst intertwining honky-tonk, swing, blues, Texas rockabilly, and a big band music. And apparently it is a real rocking event. So if you have a chance, it starts at 7:30, Hancock Shaker Village on Saturday, September the 1st.
On the 1st in Lenox, Massachusetts, Wynton Marcellus at Tanglewood.
Yeah. So there are two big events at Tanglewood on this coming weekend. Saturday is the first one. Yeah, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is making its way back to Boston, I guess. But that doesn't mean that Tanglewood closes up, quite the contrary. On the 1st, the internationally acclaimed trumpeter, composer, band leader, and educator, Wynton Marcellus, is going to be there. And he is bringing his quartet, I don't know, to the Koussevitzky Music Shed. But then they have a special guest performance by his father, Ellis Marcellus, and he's bringing his quintet as well. So it's going to be, if you love jazz, if you love, you'll know Wynton and you'll know Ellis Marcellus. And that will start at 7 o'clock on Saturday, September the 1st.
We will move from Tanglewood to Dancing in the District in Alford.
Yeah, we don't often get to mention events in Alford, which is a lovely little town as well. So I'm particularly happy to talk about this event that the Alford Historic District Commission has set up on September the 1st. They're hosting a community square dance in the town centre. As I say, on that Saturday, there's going to be live music. There'll be dinner from the 413 Grill food truck, which is fun. And it's going to be on Come Rain or Shine. Starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it runs till about 10 o'clock at night, as I say, in the town centre of Alford. That's September the 1st, Saturday, September the 1st. Sunday, September the 2nd. At Tanglewood is our second event at Tanglewood. And in this particular case, it's Steve Martin and Martin Short are going to be playing Tanglewood with the Steep Canyon Rangers. So two comedians, as I said, Steve Martin and Martin Short, they're going to bring their hit show, which is called An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life, to the Berkshires. And the Grammy Award-winning bluegrass band Steep Canyon Rangers will be accompanying them. It's all at Tanglewood. You can get tickets for the lawn or the shed on Sunday, September the 2nd. It starts at 2:30 in the afternoon.
On the 2nd, in Kent, Connecticut. Hey, it's not Steve Martin, but it's a bluegrass jamboree.
Yeah, since we're talking about bluegrass, we might as well continue down in Kent. So the Sherman Chamber Ensemble presents their annual Bluegrass Jamboree, and it features a couple of Sherman Chamber regulars like Paul Woodiel and Gary DiGiovanni, who's going to be on his banjo. And it all is in the Kent Village Barns area. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The great thing is admission is free, so pop along, take a chair, sit and enjoy bluegrass down in Kent as well.
Well, we will wrap up with an annual event, and that is a benefit concert for Music Mountain with none other than Peter Serkin, and there's a reception after that as well.
Yes, don't forget this. This is a lovely benefit concert and reception, as you say, at Music Mountain. It's Sunday, September the 2nd, starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You say Peter Serkin is going to be playing. There'll be a program of Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven. So it's a lovely way to finish up your Sunday afternoon.
And that's a lovely way to finish up our World Intelligence Report for today. But don't forget, folks, what they shouldn't forget.
You shouldn't forget that on August 30th, in Stockbridge at Numkeg, we're celebrating the Rural Intelligence Numkeg at night. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, and please come and join us. Meet Hart. All the team will be there, and we'd love to see you.
All right, Mark. Have a great week. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you very much, Marshall. I'll look forward to it.